Welcome to Hometown Alaska. I'm Charles Wolforth, and thank you for being here. Today's topic is gratitude. We're talking for this Thanksgiving season, which is really my favorite holiday in the year because I love the way it's oriented towards something that's about bringing people together and looking at them in a friendly way and not just about, you know, acquisition or some of the other things we celebrate. It's really about thanking and thinking about family. And so that's going to be our topic today. We're going to talk about gratitude, and we're going to focus with you on saying thank you and extending gratitude to people in our community and in our lives who have been important to us and done good things. And I've got two wonderful experts in the studio for a discussion that we're going to have along with you as you call in with your thank yous. Pastor Max Lopez-Sapero is at First Covenant Church in downtown on 12th Avenue. Thanks for being with us, Max.
Thank you, Charles.
And Dr. Jennifer Beath is a psychologist. She specializes in anxiety disorders, and she's actually taught at UAA about positive psychology, which includes the topic of gratitude. Thanks for being with us, Jennifer.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So I thought we'd maybe start by defining what gratitude means in the different ways we think about it. And Jennifer, you've studied this from a psychological standpoint. What does it mean? What is gratitude?
So gratitude is universally considered a virtue. It's a moral emotion because it's motivated by a concern for things outside of yourself. It's the tendency to see life as a gift. So it's the opposite of entitlement in that way. It's the recognition of what is and appreciating it. It's more than being grateful for what you have and what you've been given, although that's very important. It's the recognition of the marvelous. It's the opposite of apathy and disinterest. So it's noticing what's beautiful and having curiosity about and interest in the world and appreciating excellence in people's...
Yeah, so many good things about it. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Max, when we think about it in the religious or traditions that we live, I mean, all that, what Jennifer Stell said is true, right?
Very much so. I think that we see gratitude expressed in most of the most religious traditions in the world, as Jennifer said, certainly strongly in the three religions that trace their roots back to Abraham, Judaism, and Christianity, and Islam, all hold up gratitude as very important as foundational spiritually, because it is the baseline of our response to God.
Huh. Interesting. Baseline of our response to God. So because the idea is having a relationship with God, and if you've been created, then being thankful for that to start with. Is that what you mean?
I think that's exactly right. Religion that sees the essence of faith as something of grace is dealing with the word in grace that is tied very tightly to gratitude. Grace is gift. Grace is not what I've earned, but the fact that I've received something, and one can see how that connects so well with gratitude. Uh-huh. I'm grateful for the free gift of God's relationship with me.
Yeah. So it's a rich topic. There's a lot to touch on today about what gratitude means to us as individuals and to our community. But we also want to bring it down to personal expressions that I know listeners are going to have, and I've already received a couple about what you're thankful for. And I thought I'd start the ball rolling with my own. I have four kids, Robin, Julia, Joseph, and Becky, and I'm really grateful for their part in my life and for the way that they've actualized and become their own people and have gone on to give me so many surprises and so many great experiences as I see them emerging, kind of the way Max was saying, you know, they're thankful for their existence and for the gift that they are in my world. So, Jennifer, do you want to say something on something you're grateful for?
Absolutely. I'm so grateful for the people in helping professions, and I can think of so many examples who spend and dedicate their lives towards helping people and comforting others and doing things on behalf of our community and so forth. And then personally, for my for my own self. I'm grateful to my husband for getting up earlier than me every morning and saying goodbye to me. So maybe that happens in everybody's marriage. I don't know. But it's something I'm super grateful for and something I recognize every single day. It adds and contributes to my life.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, those little things just make such a big difference. Max, did you have one I wanted to share?
Maybe two. I'd certainly say that I'm thankful for, or let me say thankful to the people of the congregation I get to serve as one of the pastors. It's a congregation of people that are growing and that look to not only worship God, be grateful, but also to encourage each other. And to be a community of encouragement is a wonderful thing. Mm. Calling me to be a part of that has been something that I'm very grateful for. And then thinking just a little bit about what I've been grateful for recently, I hope this makes sense to folk, but I'm really grateful for an aspect of winter in Alaska, and that's the light. Winter light for me in Alaska is marvelous. I so much enjoy in the morning sitting by my southern exposure window and watching the sun come up and all the gorgeous colors that are painted across the sky. So winter light in the midst of all this cold is something that I'm very thankful for.
That's a great one. And when the snow shows up and everything goes from dark to light, it's a very hits your emotions and really affects you in a lot of ways.
That's true.
Let's go to Larry, who's calling in from Anchorage. Larry, did you have a thank you to extend?
I wanted to thank all of the 100 volunteers in Alaska of the AARP Tax Aid Program, who volunteered last year, and those who are thinking of joining us this year, we really appreciate their help. And they helped 5,000 Alaska residents last year get through that nasty tax return.
That's wonderful, and what a gift, because that is something no one wants to do, right? I mean, that's, and to have to go and do that for somebody else is truly a great gift. So it sounds like you help with that as well, eh, Larry?
I do, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for thanking them, and thank you for doing it. All right. So I've also got an email here, and I haven't even given out the phone number or the email address yet. I'm going to read this email, and then I'll share the phone number where other listeners can get on the air to extend thank yous to whoever you would like. We always welcome nonprofit organizations to thank their volunteers at this time of year, so we want to hear from those folks. And we want to hear from anybody who wants to extend thanks. So here's a message from Kirsten, who says, I'd like to take a moment to thank the folks doing maintenance and operations on the public infrastructure we all use. It's easy to be annoyed when a snowplow is slowing traffic ahead of me, and it's easy to be annoyed when my street isn't plowed yet. But it's hard to remember gratitude when everything is working smoothly, when the streets aren't flooding during a rainstorm, when rest area facilities are stocked with toilet paper, and when the roads are clear. You had a hand in that. You might have been enduring brutal conditions, missing time with your family during long shifts, and had angry drivers weaving around you. Even though the work is invisible at best, you're a critical part of our community. Thanks for the work you do. Thanks, Kirsten from Eagle River. That is a fantastic email. Yeah, I love it.
Wonderful.
So, all right, listeners, now you got the idea of what we're doing here today. If you want to pick up the phone, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 550-8433, 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, the number is 888-353-5752. And the email address is hometown@alaskapublic.org. Jennifer, getting thanked obviously makes anyone feel good. Giving thanks also does something good for you psychologically, doesn't it? What do you see in terms of the mental processes that giving thanks does that's positive?
Well, first of all, it requires curiosity and interest in things outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Then it requires the appreciation that's there. So it's spinning our attention to notice what's marvelous outside of ourself or something wonderful that someone's done for someone else. So it's recognition of things and appreciation outside of ourself. So it's leaving that self-preoccupation and self-focus. So psychologically, that's very important. There's also tremendous studies that have been replicated many times about the benefit of people that deliberately engage in gratitude practice or highly grateful people. And we see all kinds of health benefits, all kinds of benefits in terms of our positive affect. So that's our positive emotion that we experience. We feel it more deeply. Highly grateful people report a greater satisfaction with life. They report greater satisfaction in their relationships, more hope. They tend to experience less depression and less anxiety. As rated by other people, I can go on, but there are other people see them as more empathetic, forgiving, helpful, more supportive people. They're less focused on materialistic pursuits.
And it's partly just when you say gratitude practice, sort of this process of counting your blessings, just remembering what you've got rather than remembering what you don't have in some sense.
Absolutely. But this is measured in specific ways. And how it's measured are people that engage in a certain practice by logging or journaling. There's different words we use for it. But basically keeping track of and recording things that they are grateful for. And making this a repetitive behavior, so spending more time on it. So by logging it, it requires thinking about it and spending more time on the joys of our life or the joys in this world versus the hassles of this life or the things, the spots of pain that we have. And invariably, most of us have spots of pain, certainly. So nobody's denying that reality, but rather we're suggesting let's spend some more time focusing on the marvelous things in this world or the other things that are going on also, art, music, theater, animals, helping other people, digging in the ground, you know, doing the things that you might care about or that you can engage in outside of yourself.
Would you put this sort of practice in the category of cognitive behavioral therapy and that you're trying to adjust your thinking so that you have more positive thoughts?
Absolutely. So we know that we can change how we think by what we focus on. So what we focus on, we're expanding in effect because we're putting our attention there. And then usually our behavior follows. And so then we start to behave along the lines of those thoughts. So we want to be careful then or more attentive about how we're thinking. So this is a tricky argument, and I could go on because I'm not trying to minimize the spots of pain that people have if we're in the middle of a difficult condition, for example, or you know some sort of inequity in this life. You know, there's social conditions that are ongoing and very painful. So I'm not saying that pain isn't real, but I'm rather saying that there are other things also that we can spend our attention to notice. So it's not or, it's an and. It's and this is also going on. This is also part of my life.
Right.
This is a wonderful aspect. This is something about you, you know, putting our attention, noticing outside of ourselves what's excellent or wonderful in this world.
Let's go to Don, who's calling from Anchorage. Don?
Yes, thank you. She's right on target with what I was going to say because it's, you know, life is like going down a highway, and if you don't look up in your rearview mirror once in a while, you're not going to know what you have to be grateful for. So we all have our good parts and bad parts. I had a mother who was deaf. A lot of people said, no, she's just too far off. She's not good enough. Hell, she can't do this, can't do that. She proved them wrong on a lot of things. She could do 90 words a minute on an old Remington typewriter long before it was fashionable with an electric. And she put herself through the equivalent of a college education. So, and raised two kids in the process. So, yeah, there's a lot of things we can do. I ended up doing some jail time a while back. I came out of it, and I still had my sanity, even though I had a lot of arguments with some people, and still managed to keep my cool good enough to stay out of mischief.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in a very fancy place right now, but I'm not freezing my tail off out in a tent somewhere either. So I'm kind of grateful for what I have got.
Oh, that's great to hear, Don.
I'm still looking forward to getting more done, even though I'm in my 70s already. So
good for you. I think you just exemplified what we're talking about, is that even if you're not all that comfortable, there's always something to be grateful for in your life, and it sounds like you're really grateful for your mom, and I'm certainly grateful for mine, too. So thanks for calling, Dan. That's a good one.
The only person you have to live with is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to, like it or not, you're going to end up judging yourself somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I hope you folks all have a good holiday season. I'm going to be trying to have one. I'm not going to be doing anything fancy, that's for sure. But I do appreciate you people. I made my donation for the year, so I got my tax deduction out of it.
All right, good for you.
Anyway,
all right.
I'll let you go and let another caller have it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Don. Well, I don't know if anybody would be able to top that one, but please do call if you have someone you'd like to say thank you for. Maybe you're part of an organization that uses volunteers and you want to thank them. Or maybe, like Don, you just want to say thank you for the fact that you've got a roof over your head. The number here is 550-8433, 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, it's 888-353-5752. And the email address is hometown@alaskapublic.org. And if you're ever looking for that information, you can always find it on our website at alaskapublic.org. We put up a web page for each show that we do, and today's show is there under the heading Gratitude, which also has some links to our guest today. It's Hometown Alaska. I'm Charles Wolforth. I'm with Dr. Jennifer Beeth, who is a psychologist here in town, and Pastor Max Lopez-Zapero from First Covenant Church. Max, we talked about the benefit that gratitude gives to a person, but it also has a huge benefit in making more positive relations between people. Let's talk about that. I mean, you can really build a group, a congregation, through the fact that people say thank you to each other and acknowledge each other's gifts.
It's a very important part of building a congregation, of being a people together. A family that doesn't know how to say thank you to each other is a brittle kind of family. To be grateful as a feeling is a very important thing, but I think, as Jennifer mentioned before, there's a behavioral aspect that's also very important. It needs to move outside of the feeling realm and take expression in words. There's an other to whom we need to be thankful, and that has to be expressed. So encouragement, gratitude, thankfulness, the positive acknowledgement of other people's role in our life, the positive acknowledgement of God's gift of life and gift to our lives is so critical.
Mm-hmm. And I find that, and both of you, please weigh in on this, but receiving thanks is so huge when you are being part of any kind of community, because when you get those thanks, you want to keep doing whatever it was. And sometimes it's the most motivating thing you'll get, and not receiving them is maybe the most demotivating thing you'll get. If you expect to receive thanks and you don't, that's really a bitter feeling.
I think praise is so important. It can't be stated enough. We should praise people and be effusive about it, in my view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It matters.
All right. So we have a caller who is Kelly from Kids Don't Float. Are you involved in Kids Don't Float, Kelly?
Hi, I am.
All right. What did you want to extend thank you, or did you have another comment?
Oh, no, I sure did. I wanted to thank you so much for the opportunity just to give a shout out to all of the youth Kids Don't Float ambassadors and community members and agency partners who have all rallied around the Kids Don't Float pool program and spent their time dedicating an hour's worth of time in the pool throughout Alaska to help teach children how to be safe in the water. So it's not a lot of time, but something that makes a difference in everybody's lives.
It does. And as a boater, I noticed those life jackets hanging just about everywhere. And I think that must have taken a lot of work, but maybe people just contributing them and like leave them behind, or how does all that happen?
You know what? That is also an amazing act of volunteerism and support. It's a grassroots effort program where anyone can clean out their sheds or donate brand new life jackets or gently used life jackets to all of our loaner boards. It's also something that we definitely are proud to say is a grassroots effort, that anyone can build a life jacket loaner board or put life jackets out there and or, you know, clean out the ones that may have been overly used. So,
right.
It is definitely a volunteer effort and something that a lot of Alaskans take pride in and embrace as their own, which is fantastic and so appreciated.
It is great. It reminds me of the parable of the loaves and fishes, and that you put out a few life jackets and more just seem to appear there, right?
We love that.
Right. Well, thanks, Kelly. That's a good call. I appreciate your calling. And the number here for those who want to get on the air with us is 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, it's 888-353-5752. And the email is hometown@alaskapublic.org. And you can say thank you to whoever you want. One of the things that I've noticed in the last few years is that a lot of businesses and corporations have gotten much more focused on customer service and politeness, and I guess they figure that helps them build business, which is great. I'd much rather have a friendly customer service person than an unfriendly one. But I also feel like sincerity is really important in these things. I mean, if you feel like somebody's just saying thank you because it's routine or because someone told them to do it, it really kind of undercuts it. I don't know if either of you want to weigh in on that thing, the aspect of sincerity, and you can kind of tell.
I think we often can, can't we?
Yeah.
And I think I'll just speak to it from the point of view of faith. If it doesn't start in our heart, if it doesn't have a correspondence to a true feeling, then it really is worthless. Religion that's action and that's formal and doesn't find itself rooted in life is dead. And that's true for all religious traditions, certainly. My own Christianity is very keen on criticizing formalism when it takes us away from what's true and what's real inside.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about the emotion and where you are at that particular moment?
I think I'm not sure I'd say it's all about that, but it has to be rooted in that. You know, there's a wonderful story in the Gospel of Luke. Luke, who's a doctor, pays attention to health and in some ways even mental health, although I'm not sure that was a category that was held up much in the ancient world at that time. But he tells a story of 10 lepers that Jesus cures. And the 10 lepers take off, and the 9 of them continue on. And oftentimes, the story is told critically of those 9 that weren't thankful. And I think that's unfortunate because they had lives that they were excited to get back to. But one turns around and addresses Jesus and says thanks. And that act of pivoting and of stopping and of giving thanks is really the center of what Thanksgiving is. But what's very important to me in the story is what follows. And Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. Now, he was already cured of his leprosy, but there's a wholeness to what he became by giving thanks that I think speaks volumes to that sense of integration of mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. That kind of goes back to what Jennifer was saying. On this topic of sincerity or whatever you might want to call it, Jennifer, I mean, we think about sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner, and we're all like know that we're supposed to be giving thanks. We know we're all supposed to be in a certain frame of mind. But the other part of it that has sort of become a cultural trope is the irritating uncle is going to be there who's talking about politically on some other point of view,
sure.
And he's going to be driving you crazy, right? And so there's also this aspect of getting through the holidays. You got to get to the other side, sort of grit your teeth and get done with it.
Sure.
In your practice, do you see people with increased anxiety during this time of year and just trying to get sort of work their way through these issues?
Certainly, there's an idea that the stakes are high in some cases, so that, you know, when we get together and even just hosting people at your house, it's, oh, this idea of performance and I got to pull it off. And so then there becomes stress with personally elevated stakes, but that doesn't mean that it's true stakes, right? So I think what Max was speaking to a little bit earlier was pivoting outside of our own internal experience and putting your attention outside, so on another person, so what's, or another situation, or animals, or condition, something outside of ourself, and valuing and appreciating that. And if we kind of put our attention back there, it takes the pressure of these kind of manufactured artificial stakes, it lowers them, and it puts the perspective, I think, more accurately on kind of, oh, there's other things going on here as well. So, well, does that answer your question?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that as you were talking and saying that and sort of changing the stakes, I was thinking, what were some of my favorite Thanksgivings? And I think they were before I knew how to cook, when I wasn't trying to put on a show, but when it sort of everybody would come and we'd all be calling our moms and saying, well, how do you do this? How do you make the stuffing? Oh, how did you? And everybody, you know, and maybe the food's not that great and maybe it's not like a gracious table, but you've had this sharing experience where everybody's sort of pitching in. And that's kind of, you know, Thanksgiving, which I feel is part of the experience because it's part of connecting. And that's what really thanking people is about, is connecting with others, right?
That's part of it, absolutely. Yeah. And connection with other people is so important with all health conditions.
Yeah. All right. So now we've got Chris calling from the Nordic Ski Club or Nordic Ski Association. Chris?
Well, I'm not actually from the Nordic Ski Association, but I wanted to express gratitude for all the Nordic Ski Association, the Green Grants, the staff, to make this community better by offering prime winter recreation. And I'll also be grateful when we get some more snow.
Yeah.
And then the second part of my thanks is to ATTI and KSKA. I've just come from a trip out of state where I roamed trying to find quality public radio stations, and I couldn't find anything that measured up to what I get to hear every day when I tune into KSKA. So those are things that improved my life here in Anchorage, and I'm grateful for it.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm grateful for your thanks, and I also join you in thanking the Nordic Ski Club because it's an organization that gives us, those of us who enjoy skiing, it gives us like a huge part of our year. And it's all, as you say, it's all funded by donations and volunteers, which is not true everywhere in the country. A lot of places you have to pay a fee to cross-country ski, and somehow that makes it more enjoyable. So this voluntary aspect of it.
All right. Great show.
Thanks so much for calling. And now let's go to Steve, who's also calling from Anchorage. Steve?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I pulled over, but I'm on my way to Great Harvest Bread Company to pick up yet another donation from them. And so I just wanted to say a big thanks to Great Harvest for all they do for our community. You know, all the races that they give out cookies to, or Junior Nordic the other night where my son was participating. They're just a great community supporter for fun, active events. And I feel like I should have bankrupted them by now for all the times I've asked for donations, but I keep seeing their stuff everywhere, and I'm very grateful to them for their generosity.
Yeah, they are a huge contributor to all kinds of stuff. Yep, that's a good one. Thanks a lot for throwing that
thank
in, Steve.
You. Take care.
Thank you. So we're hearing some of these community things where people sort of volunteer and contribute, and I don't know, I turn to you, Max. I mean, it seems like being involved in that sort of thing gives you, you know, it somehow makes you feel more part of your life. I mean, you're not, rather than consuming, when you're part of something like these callers we're talking about, where you get something because others are giving, somehow that changes the dynamic.
You just used the word consume, and I think that's an interesting concept of contrast with gratitude. When we overly see ourselves and express ourselves as consumers, we miss out on gratitude. Gratitude is about giving back as opposed to taking in. It's a little bit of an irony to the fact that Thanksgiving is followed by a huge commercial day of trying to meet my needs and my, not needs probably, but desires. Mm-hmm. So we kind of shift from counting our blessings to trying to grab some more blessings on our own power. But I think you're onto something when you say it really is key. Yeah.
So, and this whole thing has been very disturbing to me as I've watched it, and everyone has watched it, encroaching more and more into Thanksgiving. So that now people can't have their own Thanksgiving because they have to work at, you know, big box stores or wherever else to be selling products. Seems like it maybe undercuts the whole value of the holiday. So anyway, lots more to talk about in the last half of the show. My guests will still be here, Pastor Max Lopez-Sapero from First Covenant Church and Dr. Jennifer Beath, who's a specialist in anxiety disorders and positive psychology. My name is Charles Wolforth. The show is out in hometown Alaska. And stay tuned. We're going to have a very short break, and then I'll be giving out the phone number and email address so you can get on board. to continue with our gratitude show, giving thanks for the things that are important to us. So stay tuned as Hometown Alaska continues.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media. The program repeats tonight at 8 p.m. on KSKA Anchorage and will not be taking phone calls. You can find Hometown Alaska on iTunes or listen at alaskapublic.org.
It's Hometown Alaska. I'm Charles Wolforth, and we're talking today about gratitude, and we're expressing gratitude as we come up to Thanksgiving next week and trying to get the most out of this holiday. You know, we do so much Christmas preparation. This year it started before Halloween. I was astounded. You know, we're almost spending a third of the year on it now, and But Thanksgiving can kind of slip by if you don't pay attention. So, and it's such an important one, maybe the most important of the year. So that's our topic today. And we're asking folks who want to express thanks to anyone in the community or anyone in your own life or to the universe in whole to call in or send us an email. And especially we traditionally on this day, we've had a nonprofit organizations thanking their volunteers. And we love to hear from them, as we do every year as well. So the phone number here is 550-8433, 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, it's 888-353-5752. And the email address is hometown@alaskapublic.org. If you ever have trouble finding those numbers, just go to our email, website address at alaskapublic.org. Jennifer, my two guests are Pastor Max Lopez Sapero from First Covenant and Jennifer Beath, who's a psychologist. Jennifer, you were talking earlier about some evidence that sort of documents the psychological benefit of gratitude.
Absolutely. There's lots of research that, that reveals that a person's ability to notice what's good in this life can affect their well-being. There's significant health and emotional benefits from an established gratitude practice. So that's applying our behavior towards expressing gratitude and noticing what's marvelous. So just briefly, there's a study I'll review that they took people, a non-clinical population, so regular people without mental conditions, and they put them in two groups. So there's one group, the grateful condition, and then there's the hassles condition. And so people in the grateful condition logged five things that they were grateful for just once per week. So it's not very often. They just kept a simple record of it. And then the people in the hassles condition respectively logged five daily hassles that they were conscious of over across the week. So five inconveniences or things they were irritated by. You mentioned the drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. You know, we may all have things that we are dealing with at any given time, and some worse than others. So in this condition, they were encouraged to log those. They did this for 10 weeks, so not a very long time, once a week for 10 weeks. So participants in the grateful condition felt better about their lives as a whole. They were more optimistic about the future. They reported fewer health complaints. Their chronic pain conditions were felt less. They spent more time exercising, curiously, as rated by others. So this is what other people noticed about them and stated about them, that they were rated to be more joyful, more enthusiastic, more interested in the world, more attentive, more energetic, and excited. Those in the gratitude condition stated about themselves that they found themselves offering more support and help to other people during this experience. So this gratitude practice, if you will, or this idea becomes pro-social, so helping other people in this way. So repeated studies reveal, it's been replicated many times, that, you know, deliberately being engaged in gratitude practice shows significantly greater affect. So that's how we feel. Our emotions, we're more satisfied with our life overall, and we have less negative emotion.
Hmm. Interesting. And it's really like our caller said earlier, I really like that call about looking out the window, looking in the rearview mirror, just seeing what's around you, getting outside your own head in, to some extent. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Max?
I do. And looking in the rearview mirror allows us to move forward better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the quality of life. A lot of the studies have shown that actually even the quantity of our life is affected by gratefulness, that people who are habitually grateful live longer. So the self-benefits are very real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it never can be the primary motivation. I don't become grateful for my sake. There's something twisted if we try to do that.
Right.
It's done for others. It's done to our feeling about God, about the world around us, and to individuals, organizations.
Otherwise, it's just narcissism.
That's right. That's right. Under a different guise.
Uh-huh. Well, it's also, I mean, it's sort of, we wouldn't want to say that you're tricking yourself into having a positive view of things, but you're, in some sense, you are kind of changing your orientation to how you look at things around you, right? By counting your blessings, you're simply looking at things positively that otherwise you might not look at.
It's a behavior modification,
mm-hmm.
Or in language of my profession, is a habit of the heart. And, you know, in most religious writings, I think of the Apostle Paul encouraging the Thessalonian church early on that they should always be in the habit of giving thanks in all things. It's to become a habit of the way we live. And we can modify that. We can work on giving thanks to others and to God and family and friends for that.
Yeah, I like that. That just, hey, you're just changing your practices. And just from this day forward, you'll have that practice.
Right.
Yeah.
And spinning our attention to notice what's marvelous. And then taking the time to really value it and appreciate it. And then we might expand on that in a variety of ways, and including in spiritual ways, or in just the giving praise, writing a letter to someone, thanking them openly. But you have to stop to notice,
mm-hmm.
and then feel it deeply, savor it,
mm-hmm.
amplify it in that way, make it bigger. It spreads across your life.
Yeah. And most of us certainly in Anchorage are very, very lucky. I mean, we're lucky to live in a great community. And certainly there are those of us out there who are suffering and are having a really hard time. But certainly on our material wealth, it's a wealthy community with a lot of great people in it. All right. Ivy's calling in. Did you have a thank you or a comment to extend, Ivy?
Yeah, this is Ivy. I work at the Salvation Army, and one of the things I think that we talk a lot about at the Salvation Army is this whole word of gratitude, this whole concept of gratitude. So I was really excited to hear that is your theme for the show today. We help those that are really in sort of crisis in their lives. And so a lot of people say that must be really hard, but I think that most of us that work here feel really good about the opportunity to share a little, you know, a little love and a little caring with mm-hmm. our community members when they're struggling. But I think the piece of gratitude I wanted to focus on right now is the fact that, you know, we can only do that with friends throughout the state that make that possible. And we just counted up the number of volunteer hours that supported us this last year, and it was 60,000 volunteer hours.
Wow.
Throughout the state, from, you know, over 1,000 volunteers that took either, you know, a little bit of time once or twice, to all the way to the regular volunteers that come in and help out on a regular basis in one way or another.
That's amazing. 60,000. I'm just trying to get a grip on that, because 2,000 is a full year's work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like almost like 30 full-time employees.
Amazing.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people power. And one of the things that we find about a lot of our volunteers is that because they feel so good about what it is that they're doing, they're almost more productive than somebody who's, working 40 hours a week, because, you know, they're just coming in for a short period of time and they're bringing everything they've got in that period of time. And of course they have to go on to their real lives or their jobs, after that. But, but we feel pretty lucky to be able to partner and benefit from so much of that enthusiasm throughout the state.
So give us just a couple examples of what kind of volunteer jobs folks are doing for Salvation Army.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, in a lot of the small communities in which we operate, we have volunteers who do things like help us sort out donations at thrift stores, and those thrift stores are a really important source of revenue for us to help us, you know, pay the light bills and keep things moving forward. We also have people who come in and teach classes to those that we serve. A good example is our friends at Northrim Bank come in every month, and they teach financial literacy classes to our families at McKinnell who are homeless. And, you know, those are folks that need a little, they need help figuring out how to have, you know, healthy, stable finances, amongst other things. And these folks come in every month, and they share their expertise with people that need it. That's another kind of a cool thing that people do. And then around the holidays, a lot of people know us for a lot of our holiday support, and we have you know, probably 1,000 volunteers that help either ring bells or do food drives or gift drives for families, so that nobody in our community that wants to have a Christmas has to go entirely without, even if it's a really difficult year for them. So
that's great.
Some of the ways they can help.
Well, thanks, Ivy. I really appreciate your call, and it's really heartwarming to think of all those people doing that stuff, and makes me feel a little bit small. I wish I was doing more, but I guess I have an antidote for that, right? I could go out and
do
more.
I think we all do our part, Charles.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day. Take care.
And now we have another caller. Guy is calling. Guy, did you have some thanks that you wanted to extend or a comment?
Yeah, my name is Guy Runkle. I'm the director at the Bird Treatment and Learning Center here in Anchorage, and I just wanted to say thank you, a real heartfelt thank you to all of the volunteers that so generously support the Bird Treatment and Learning Center. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without their help, so I'm very thankful for their support.
And what kind of jobs do you use volunteers for? You take in injured, like, eagles and stuff and sort of nurse them back to health, right?
That's right. That's right. Not just eagles, but all birds. And our volunteers help us in our rehabilitation clinic, as well as we have volunteer educators that go from school to school teaching kids about birds and the importance of birds and the ecosystems in which they live. We're only a staff of 2 at the Bird Treatment and Learning Center, so our core volunteers, there's about 70 in all. Without them, we really couldn't do what we do. So it's really nice to have them, and we're very thankful for them.
Hmm. That's kind of amazing. Two employees and 70 volunteers. It sounds like just coordinating the volunteers must be a pretty full-time job.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Good call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So we're talking about gratitude and thanks as we come up to Thanksgiving next week on Hometown Alaska. And I'm going to give out that phone number again for those who want to get on the air with us in the studio. Max Lopez-Sapero, who is with First Covenant Church, and Dr. Jennifer Beeth, who is a psychologist and has studied gratitude. If you'd like to join us, the number is 550-8433, 550-8433. Outside Anchorage, it's 888-353-5752. And the email address is hometown@alaskapublic.org. I think, you know, I would like to either or both of you to respond to this, but I had this feeling as Ivy was talking about all the stuff these volunteers are doing, including standing out ringing those bells, which does not look like a ton of fun, and thinking, oh no, I should be doing more. You know, and sometimes gratitude is something that allows you to sort of let go of these negative feelings that you can develop when somebody does something for you. It's kind of a contrary thing, but sometimes when you feel like somebody's better than you because of gifts that they have or things that they've done, you kind of need to just sort of let go of that and say thank you to them. I don't know. Do either of you know what I'm talking about? I mean, is that something?
I think I have a sense, but by feeling badly about your own relative non-helping, right? That's putting the attention right back on you. Mm. So let's flip that around and put the attention on the fabulous behaviors that these other people are doing and spend time there.
Yeah.
Sometimes gratitude is equated with indebtedness. And although they're related, they're not the same. If I feel indebted to you, I might choose to back away from you or to avoid you somewhat, whereas gratitude will almost always make you want to be with someone else. So guilt or indebtedness, those are negative implications that I don't think flow out of a real gratitude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the flip side of that is giving a gift and not receiving gratitude and then feeling resentment just because you didn't hear those two words. And that's something that is probably a pretty big issue in personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a caller now who is with us from Anchorage. Her name is Jaina. Thanks for being with us, Jaina.
Hey there. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was just driving and heard all this gratitude coming from the radio, and I absolutely had to call in.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
So I have an art gallery here in Midtown in Anchorage, Arctic Rose Gallery, and our gallery is partially manned by the artists that are represented in the gallery. The artists volunteer their time, and they come in, and they work shifts. And they're here to answer questions for customers, and it just makes the biggest difference in the whole world, I think, having them here. And I could never, ever, ever have this wonderful business without them.
Wow, that's neat. It sounds like you're getting kind of emotional about it.
I am. They're like family.
So essentially, you're running a business, but folks are coming in and helping you do it just because they would like to see that business thrive and continue to be there as a resource.
Absolutely. It makes our gallery like no other gallery in Anchorage because we do have the artists here on duty. And I think it just really, it really makes the business special, and it adds a whole warmth and a whole caring by, you know, the people that are a part of the business. Even though they're working hard on their own, they're still volunteering their time monthly, and they come in three or four, sometimes five shifts a month and are here. It makes all the difference in the world, honestly. I could never do this without them and never have this type of gallery or the specialness of this gallery without the artists that are helping.
Well, and you're thanking them right now, but I'm curious as to, I'm sure they thank you and you thank them, and that's part of what keeps this relationship going. Is there something that you guys do to make sure everybody knows that they're appreciated?
Yes, absolutely. Like I mentioned, it is like family, and we all know that we're here for each other, not just business-wise to answer, you know, questions on art and on things like that, but we've all been working together for years and years and years, and it really makes for a special place. I think all the artists here know that any of their fellow artists would, you know, just give the shirt off their back or help them out at the drop of a hat with anything they needed. It's a lovely way to come to work every day with the teamwork and the caring that all the artists provide.
I bet it is. Okay, well, thanks, Jaina. That was a great call.
You're welcome.
And here's an email from Les, who says, thank you to all the foster parents and parents who have adopted children out of foster care. You're giving chances to children who may not have otherwise had any. Boy, that's a super important job and a thankless job, as we would say. Is there something in our language that, you know, talks about the toughest jobs are kind of unacknowledged, and I think being a foster parent kind of falls in that category. So that's a good one to say thank you for. I wanted to throw out to both of you the observation, whether you agree with it or not, that Anchorage tends to be a little bit of a community is a challenge for Anchorage in terms of like one Anchorage community. I think we have a lot of great communities within Anchorage, and I could name a bunch of them. There's ethnic communities, there's a public radio community, there's a, you know, an outdoors community. But in terms of the entirety, we sometimes seem like we're a lot of different people. And it seems like this topic of gratitude is a good one to stitch it together a little bit. Just hearing people thanking one another in their own little groups kind of makes you feel good and makes you feel more part of the community. Max, do you have any thoughts on community and how this relates?
Well, as a state, we're less frontier, and frontier people are people that know themselves as independent and self-resourcing, and those are real and good. I don't think those are unhealthy attitudes or realities, but they, if taken too far, will keep us from recognizing that community is about gratitude, it's about gift, it's about the gift we are to each other. So I think we may swim a little bit upstream as a state on this. I certainly see a lot of gratitude expressed, as you mentioned, Charles, in our city of Anchorage. It's a place where people are not only learning that, but doing that quite mm-hmm. regularly.
We have a very, very active nonprofit community. We do a lot of our social services through nonprofit, and I certainly wouldn't minimize that. But sometimes I feel like we have individual groups within our larger community that maybe don't interact that much, you know, that people sort of are in their own circles. Maybe that's normal.
Another part of that, too, of course, is that we have so much diversity in Anchorage. Two of the mm-hmm. five most diverse census tracts are right here in Anchorage, Alaska, in the whole United States. And that's
right.
kind of staggering for folk. But we have tremendous diversity. And that calls for extra work to learn how to express gratitude and be thankful across those what can be boundaries mm-hmm. that can too easily divide us. Hmm.
I think why it feels so good with shows like this and to bear witness to other people expressing gratitude, even if we're not involved in that particular group, so some of the nonprofits, for example, that have called in, is that we're bearing witness to virtue. Hmm. It feels good. It elevates. We don't even have to be involved. And just hearing other people speak about other people's virtue in that way feels good. It's elevating. And so all this volunteerism and the service work that's been described, that's we're expressing our values through our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to recognize. It's cool to hear about.
Yeah, I know. It's very uplifting, especially when last week when we've heard all this horrible international news and, you know, so much violence and division, to know that, well, there's a lot of good people out there doing positive things. It's kind of what you were talking about, Jennifer, and sort of picking out the good things that sort of make you feel better, make you feel sort of renew your faith in humanity, as they say. And that's part of the psychological benefit to community, I guess, is being connected and feeling supported.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So now we have a call from Carla in Anchorage. Carla?
Yes, I am calling from Food Bank of Alaska. And just wanted to share how grateful we are to members of the community who support us, our efforts to fill plates and nourish communities and make sure that hungry people throughout Alaska have food to eat. We benefit from almost 2,000 volunteers every year giving over 20,000 hours doing everything from sorting cans and making sure they're still good food to computer work in our office. And one-third of the revenue we need to operate every year comes from donations from individuals. And sometimes we get a dollar bill in an envelope, and sometimes we get $5,000, and we're honored and grateful for both of those gifts, everyone's gifts. And 15% of our budget comes from the business community and corporations, and we're honored and very appreciative of those gifts as well. And the community clearly cares about making sure that our neighbors have enough to eat. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your work, Carla. Is this a particularly challenging time when you are trying to feed more people because of the holidays coming up, or is it sort of the same all year long?
It's actually the need continues year-round. Summer is one of our most difficult times of year because kids aren't getting school meals, getting help from school meals, kids who qualify. And at the same time, our donations are down in the summer. At the holidays, of course, it's so important to help our people in need be able to celebrate like everyone else without putting at risk their ability to pay the rent,
right,
or keep the heat on. And so we're delighted, and it's really important to be able to hand out groceries for a holiday meal. I think people realize how important a meal is to celebrating, especially Thanksgiving and during the holiday season. And this allows people who struggle with hunger to be able to do that and have some leftovers too, and feel a little bit of relief from the stress they feel trying to make ends meet every month.
Of course. I'll bet you get some very nice expressions of gratitude from the people that you're giving the food to.
We do. We do. And that's why our staff comes to work every day.
Yeah, that must be really rewarding. I can well imagine.
It is very much.
All right. Well, thanks, Carla. Thanks very much for
you're
calling.
You're welcome.
And thank you for all your good work. It's really nice to know that you're out there making sure that people have enough to eat. Now I'm going to go to Joan, who's calling from Anchorage. Joan?
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to the malls that are so nice and let people walk there in all kinds of bad weather and slippery roads, and keep their doors open and have security guards on hand, and us older folks or people with handicaps can get in and walk around in dry, safe conditions.
Oh, good one. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that, but that is a great thing. It sounds like you're a mall walker.
Yes, I am.
All right, and when it's so cold out, we could all appreciate that.
Well, yes. Thank
you, Joan.
Thanks for the program.
So we've just got about a minute and a half left, and I'd like to turn back to my guests. The next week is devoted to thanks in our country. I mean, the holiday of Thanksgiving that was created by Abraham Lincoln and then goes all the way back to the Pilgrims. What kind of advice do you guys have for getting through this in a positive way? You know, just in a... I mean, would you throw anything out to our listeners about like how to make it through Thanksgiving?
I think all of us have talked about Thanksgiving being a habit, and I think those that reflect, people that talk about Thanksgiving, oftentimes will say, isn't it great that we're having this one day, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we did it all through the year? But the other point, real briefly, I'd want to make is that thankfulness isn't binary. It isn't like I'm either grieving or I'm thankful. Most of the times we find ourselves in complex situations, and there is a spiritual advice in the New Testament to give thanks in all things. It doesn't say for all things, because there are a lot of bad things we shouldn't be thankful for. But usually in the complexity of our experience, there are some things we can pick out and be thankful for, and I think Jennifer's made that point, that can be really very positive for
very
us
beneficial.
And for people around us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for stressing that, because it's not either or, it's and.
Yeah, and we can do it all the time, and we it's good to have a holiday that reminds us of that. Well, I want to thank my guests very
you.
Sincerely. You did a wonderful job. I was so happy that you could make it. Pastor Max Lopez-Sapero from the First Covenant Church and Dr. Jennifer Beath, who is a psychologist in private practice here in Anchorage. Dave Waldron is our engineer in the booth and did a wonderful job. It looked like he was being assisted possibly by Monica Gokey in covering the phones. Yes, he's nodding. Pat Yak is our chief content officer at Alaska Public Media. My name is Charles Wolforth. Thanks for being with us on Hometown Alaska.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.